You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mark. If you didn't pay attention to what God said and commanded you, you would still be locked up. This is just as sure as anything else God ever said to his people, what he says to you and me right now, this day. You shall be brought before rulers and kings for my name's sake, for a testimony against them. God said so, and that is just as sure as anything else. But take heed to yourselves. But when they shall lead you, not if, did you hear that, child of God? Not if, but when they shall lead you. You got one thing and only one thing to say. When they say, do you want to make a statement? You've got only one statement to make. God said, when they shall lead you up, you are to say only that my attorney, my lawyer, my advocate has commanded me to say nothing to any law enforcement officer. And that's all you have to say. And that is a command of God as sure as any other command of God. Anything you say to any law enforcement officer will be used against you. It will never, never, ever, never be used to help you. It can only be used against you. And you are disobeying God if you say anything to any law enforcement officer before you're in the court and God brings it forth by his Holy Spirit for a testimony against them. You miss this command of God and you will hurt for it. But when they shall lead you, not if, when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. This is all you think about. The Holy Ghost is going to say something. The Holy Ghost is going to say something. The Holy Ghost is going to bring something out of my mouth in court. Not for any law enforcement officer. I want the Holy Ghost to speak. I have nothing to say. My job is simply to do just what Mark did. Shut up. Thank God you heard God speak that to you, Mark. Because you would still be shut up if you didn't shut up when he said that to you. And child of God, every one of us have to know that God commands us to say nothing other than our attorney, our lawyer, our advocate. The Holy Ghost says, I am ordered by my attorney not to say anything. And you're going to let your attorney speak. You're going to let the Holy Ghost speak when you get into the court. And you want to hear what the Holy Ghost will say. You don't want to worry about what you're going to say. You want to hear what the Holy Ghost is going to say, because he's going to bring a testimony out of your mouth that's going to shock you and everybody else that hears it. Take no thought. God said so. God orders us to take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, and that's not easy. Neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, you can depend on God. He's going to bring something out of your mouth that you and everybody else are going to want to hear. You can depend on God. You can trust God. He's going to bring it out. Don't you be figuring what to say. You let your lawyer, your advocate, your Holy Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, you let him bring it forth. You've got nothing to say that compares to what he will bring forth in that hour, and he promised he would do it. He promised he would do it in that hour for a testimony against them. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye by the Holy Ghost. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. God said so. Hallelujah. Can you get excited about what God is going to use your mouth to say for a testimony for your king? You must. You must, child of God. You must have this mind in you to obey God. Because it's not if they drag you in, it's when, and it's soon. Now, brother shall betray brother to death. This hurts. Brother shall betray brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Can you endure this? This is one of the hardest things to endure. But God said it's going to happen. This is hard. And you shall be hated. Do you like to be hated? You don't hate anybody. But God said you shall be hated of all men. Everybody's going to hate you. Can you endure that? Everybody's going to hate you. You shall be hated of all men because you are a real Christian. Because you're real. Because you have a relationship with God and not some religion. Some self-deception of religion. You shall be hated of all men. God said so. It's time that you get your heart prepared for these things that God said you must endure. Can you endure it? You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, Jesus, Yeshua. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Just as true as anything else in the Bible. Brother shall betray brother to death, the father, the son, the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But, hallelujah, it's heavy. But, God says, but, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, very definite article, but when you and I are the ones to see this. Do you know what the abomination of desolation is? You know it happens at the consummation. That means the end of this travail. At the end of this great tribulation time of testing. When you shall see the abomination of desolation, the one spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, in the holy place, let him that readeth understand. You can read the book of Daniel. You'll see it very clearly in Daniel 9:27. It happens at the consummation. The Jews will fire up their altar, no blood of bulls and goats, but a cute little yearling lamb will be offered as a whole burnt offering, morning and evening, to affirm that the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the owner of the fullness of the earth, and the Antichrist and his false prophet Pope ain't going to like that. The animal rights wackos are not going to like that. Everybody's going to cheer the Antichrist. Most will say those bloody Christ killer Jews, they just don't get it. But you better be like the apostles, the Holy Spirit-filled apostles, and not cheer the Antichrist. You better show respect as the apostles filled with the Holy Ghost showed respect for God's altar. That'll be day 1260. You'll have 30 days to make up your mind at that point to either receive the allegiance mark to be able to buy or sell and be received as a member of the global socialist Antichrist, Luciferian, papal government, or be killed. It's just that simple. You'll have 30 days to make up your mind. It'll be time to be out of the cities at that time. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, when the Pope or the Antichrist, either one of them in person, stops that oblation altar, that's what's spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and it happens at the consummation. It happens at day 1260 on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Then, let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, get out of the cities, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. You got 75 days. 30 days, they're not going to come after you. But the last 45 days, you'll be shot on sight, so you better be out of Dodge. Or whatever city you're in, get out. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take his garment, but woe to them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days, and pray that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, neither shall be. And you won't escape it. You are to endure it. Anybody that's telling you you're going to escape it and fly away from it, they're lying to you. You must endure this. And it's time you prepare your soul for these realities and things that God said just as surely as anything else he said. For in those days shall be affliction, God said so, such as was not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time neither shall be, and except the Lord, hallelujah. He's doing that right now, child of God, don't you see? He's shortening these days on the front end. We've got 75 days of this hell on earth where he lets Satan loose to do all the stealing and killing and destroying that he wants to do. We see the stealing going on. We see the lies, the flying roll, the flying scroll of Zechariah. It's flying. This huge scroll, One sign is all about stealing. The other side is all about lying. Over $25 trillion have been stolen out of America since Obama. Since Hussein Mohammed was put in the White House, over $25 trillion have been stolen. That's a lot of stolen. That's a lot of stealing. Not just that, but you've heard a lot of lies. Every time his mouth moves, you can depend on one thing, it's a lie. You take whatever he says and go 180 degrees opposite, you'll be closer to understanding what he's saying. I don't listen to him myself. I'd rather listen to God. But let me tell you this, child of God, be encouraged. God is obviously shortening those days, just like he said. And he shortened them on the front end. We have 45 days of hell on earth, where Satan is totally unrestrained. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. God's going to turn him loose. He's going to let him do his thing. And I tell you this, he is shortening those days right now as we speak. And except the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, for you and me, he's shortening those days. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen. You didn't pick him, he picked you, child of God. Don't ever let that slip. He picked you. You didn't pick him. But for the elect's sake, whom the Lord hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And he's doing it right now, right before our eyes. And then, and this is now, then is now. Hear this, child of God. Then is now. And then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ. Here's the anointed one. Here's where the anointed leader is. Here's the anointed leader. Or lo, he's there. Believe him not. Don't you believe it. God said so. Child of God, don't you believe it. For false anointed ones and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the very elect. But you pay attention. God said, you take heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Now, most people don't have ears to hear what you're hearing right now. You better have ears to hear this, child of God. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then, after all of that, you never heard one word about any kind of a pre-tribulation rapture, la-la land lie. Not one thing about it. God never said such a thing as that lie. But then, after all of these things, shall he send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth, to the uttermost part of heaven, all the saints of all time. He'll bring with him. And his angel will take you up to be in that parade when he's coming to split the Mount of Olives, when he's coming back to touch down on this earth, and not before, and anybody that tells you before is lying to you. God said so. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When a branch is yet tender and she putteth forth her leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye, in like manner, when you shall see these things, and no people have ever seen these things like we see them today. So ye, In like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know it's nigh, even at the doors. But take ye heed. You pay attention, child of God. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Okay? He's finished telling us about it. Almost. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender, and putteth forth her leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye, in like manner, when you shall see these things that we now do see, child of God, when you shall see these things come to pass, know it's nigh, even at the doors. I say unto you, you are that generation. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. All right, he's finished. New subject. You ready? New subject. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth doesn't pass away when the Lord returns. No, he's coming back to this same earth from which he ascended. He will descend to the same place from which he ascended. He is coming back to the Mount of Olives on this earth. Now, new subject. Heaven and earth shall pass away. When is that going to be? Oh, yeah, he's coming back to set up his 3,600 square mile big church of the firstborn on Mount Zion. It's going to be the only high place on the earth. And if he didn't catch you up into the air, you would burn up. But you're going to watch him. You're going to get a glorified body. You're going to watch him cause the elements to melt. You're going to watch the seas flash into seam. You're going to see everything that defiles be burned up. You're going to see the firmament reestablished, but it's still going to be this planet Earth. You're going to see your king do a quick work. You're going to see your king do a very quick work of restoring this earth to as it was on day six when he looked at all that he had made and said it was very good, including a firmament, including a perfect climate everywhere on this earth. Not a single thorn or thistle. Nothing on this earth that defiles. You're going to see him do that. And he's going to do it real quick. You're going to watch him while he does it. When is heaven and earth going to pass away? Somewhere out after the end of this thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ from Mount Zion, the only high place on earth. Somewhere after that, new subject. That's when heaven and earth passes away. Wow. Earthquakes in diverse places. They're big ones. When is heaven and earth going to pass away? When God the Father brings new Jerusalem, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high, somewhere out beyond the end of the thousand-year millennial reign of Yeshua HaMashiach from his world kingdom on Mount Zion, where he reigns with his saints from that big church of the firstborn, that big 3,600 square mile. Somewhere after 1,000 years after all this, heaven and earth shall pass away. But even if heaven and earth passes away, his words shall not pass away. This is what can make a difference, knowing what God said. His words shall not pass away. But of that day, when God brings New Jerusalem down to this earth, when the heavens and the earth pass away, but of that day, some 1,000 years down the road, child of God, you don't need to worry about that. You need to worry about getting into the big church at the first point. You need to worry about getting what it takes to endure to the end. You need to worry about getting more faith, because the just shall live by his faith. There won't be any other way to live. But of that day, after the end of the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, but of that day, after the end of the reign of King Jesus, but of that day, no man knoweth. The only thing we know is more than 1,000 years down the road. This is a new subject about a new heaven and a new earth, not a restored earth. Nobody knows about that day yet. That's 1,000 years down the road at least. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels in heaven. It's at least 1,000 years out. Jesus doesn't even think about that. He's thinking about his coming back to tread out the winepress of the wrath of God Almighty. Neither the Son but the Father only. He has his work cut out for him. And his work now is to tread out the winepress of the wrath of God Almighty. He wasn't worried about it then. It was 3,000 years out. He wasn't worried about it then. He was thinking about the work that the Father had for him to do, to go on that cross to save saints like you and me. Take ye heed, pay attention. How many times does he have to tell us? Pay attention. Pay attention to what God said. If the preachers and teachers are saying what God said, fine, listen to them. It's okay. But if they're not telling you what you just heard, you better quit listening to them, child of God. Take ye heed. You pay attention, child of God. Watch and pray. For you know not when the time is. Well, they didn't know. The apostles didn't know. Peter figured it out. At the end of his ministry, he had it figured out. If Peter was here now, he'd know. And if you're listening to what I'm saying right now, you better know, child of God, because this is for you. The time is now. Then is now. Watch ye therefore. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when that time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house. He left you in charge. He's got work for all of us to do. Who left his house and gave authority. We have the authority in this earth. We are ambassadors for the kings. We're the ones with authority, because all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and in earth, and we are to be his ambassadors. We're the ones with the authority. The law enforcement may have power of force of ungodly laws, but we have the authority. They don't have authority. We do. We can speak in the name of the king. They can't. We are the ones who have authority. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Pay attention. Watch ye therefore. No people have ever had more incentive to watch and pray than we do this day. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Time to wake up. That is now. It's now time, brethren. It is now time. Believe God. If men speak according to what God said, then hear them. You can give heed to them. But if they're not telling you what you just heard now, you better tune them out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.